to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, great to be with you. Hour number two. And we greatly appreciate you tuning in with us today. I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. She's the Associate Director of Research for the Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute, CFAM. And I'm very pleased to have her back, Dr. Rebecca Oas. Dr. Oas,
thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for being with me today. Well, some really good news with regards to the rights and the protection. Well, and at least pushing this back to the states and to the people to decide what they want to have happen in their state.
Yes. No, that's absolutely right. You know, this does not protect the unborn itself. You know, what it does is it allows people who want to protect the unborn to do more in that capacity, right? I mean, it undoes a tremendous injustice that was passed almost 50 years ago that basically blocked people who wanted to protect the unborn. And so certainly there is much more to do, both in terms of continuing the legal fight as well as, you know, making the case for why we shouldn't view motherhood as zero sum, you know, why there's enough hope and enough resources for everybody. And you know, to make abortion, as they say, unthinkable as well as illegal, but this is a huge milestone along the way, a thing that a lot of people thought would not happen.
Katy Perry came out, I guess just yesterday, with a statement, and she said, women in America have less rights than, I forget what it was, some object, but essentially the idea that because of the Supreme Court's decision to remand this issue of abortion back to the states, that somehow that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and women are just absolutely unable to do anything. So let me ask you just a quick couple of lines of question. You went to university?
Yes, I went to university and graduate school.
Okay, and when you applied to go to university, did you disguise yourself as a man or did you show up as a woman?
I did not disguise myself in any way. Nobody was shocked that I was female, and there were lots of other women there too.
Okay, and so you were allowed to study. Now were there separate classrooms then? Did you have to sit outside in the hall and try to listen to the professor, or were you able to actually sit in the class?
No, I was able to sit in the class, and, you know, for the record, some of the professors were women as well.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All right. So, and this is just kind of a normal school. This isn't a special university that you went to. This is actually a normal college.
My undergraduate institution wasn't just a normal school. It was a state university.
I see. Okay. So. Okay. And then you went on to graduate school, you said?
I did.
Once again,
there were actually more women in my class than men. Some of my professors were also women. And at no point did I encounter any kind of discrimination on the basis of being female.
So how do you, I mean, the left literally just goes you know, apoplectic and wants everyone to believe that, that women are somehow, devalued in our culture in this way and have less opportunities and so on. How do you respond to that?
Well, I would say that, you know, I mean, in a very technical way, some of them have a point that women have fewer constitutionally recognized rights now than they did a couple weeks ago. Sure, you know, the Supreme Court recognized for a time that it was a right to kill one's unborn child. But, you know, to be fair, the same constitution was interpreted as saying that it was legal to own another human being at one time in history, a huge injustice that also had to be corrected. One could say that after the Emancipation Proclamation came out, people in the South had fewer rights than they did before, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, but again, not all things that are called rights, you know, when considered in light of tradition and of course, morality, stand up as being things that should be called rights. And sometimes we have to correct ourselves. And so, you know, if a woman requires the ability to kill her unborn child in order to succeed in a society, that society has immensely wrong, you know, motivations and, you know, there's much bigger things that have to be addressed there.
And relative to that, what do you say to those that would suggest, that, you know, a woman can't have a career and also raise children?
Well, I would say that one of my immediate bosses is a woman who has had 7 children, and she is doing just fine. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, there's a sort of trope that one can have everything at every moment, right? I mean, obviously sure. There are trade-offs. One has to make choices. One has to prioritize. But the idea that either it is better to prioritize career over family in every situation or that one cannot have both is also false. I mean, people have to make choices, and certainly there are things that organizations, companies, you know, as a society that we can do in order to try and make those choices a little less stark. You know, for one thing, it's not necessarily good that women are delaying marriage and delaying having children later and later and later because they feel they can't afford it. There are things as a society we can do to try and shore up people forming families when they're still young, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, lessening some of the penalties that might, you know, accrue over time. But, you know, in general, I think we need to be a society that values the creation of families and the raising of children and makes that something that is not considered beyond what a young person can aspire to or too far down the road. You know, and again, these are decisions we can make at every level, certainly in terms of, you know, at the family level, you know, the values that we raise children with, but also in terms of, you know, various structures that within society, you know, our tax base, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, the burden that is placed on parents. You know, I mean, when we live in a society where 2 incomes are, you know, necessary at every given point, you know, to even own a home, then a lot of couples are going to be thinking, well, you know, if we both have to work full time, how do we bring children into this?
Right.
And so it becomes a trap. And even, you know, Elizabeth Warren, you know, certainly no conservative, you know, she's written about this, it's a 2 income trap, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think we have to think about, you know, incentive structures, and what are the trade-offs that people perceive, and what decisions are they making as a result, and what sort of decisions socially, culturally, religiously, and of course, you know, within government, you know, what might be done to lessen some of that burden, especially on young people who would like to form a family if they can.
You know, I think about Phyllis Schlafly, and I was honored to have her on my program several times before she passed. And, you know, her fight was, you know, against the, dramatic, the feminism of the 60s. But this is a woman who got a degree, had a successful professional career, and had a successful marriage and successful motherhood experience with her children. So it, you know, she is vilified to a degree for her battle against feminism, but the reality is that if they would just look at the facts, this is an individual who did it all.
Well, you're right. I mean, of course, you know, she also had, a lot of financial resources, which also helped, certainly. And not everyone has the exact same,
sure.
surrounding framework as that. But you're absolutely right that the idea that women succeed by being more like men, that male, that the male model is the norm, and that anything that makes you distinctively female is somehow detrimental to you. That whole concept of, of feminism really has done a lot of harm to women. The idea that which is capable of bringing life into the world the way that only a woman can,
right.
that somehow cripples you in terms of your career, things like that. I mean, we've seen in the sexual revolution, the idea that women should be more like men at their worst, in terms of how they approach relationships, and commitment, the idea that
casual,
being able right. to have a child.
Yeah. Well, and casual sex and things of that nature, which the reality is that, men have been a very poor example when it comes to that kind of behavior and how they treat women. And if there were more fathers that impressed upon their sons the proper way to respect a woman, then that snowball, begins to unravel, I think.
Well, you're absolutely right. But it also, I think, in just from a biological standpoint, uh-huh. the consequences of that casual sex always land harder on women for the simple fact that women are the ones who can become pregnant and give
sure.
birth, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's always going to be more, the stakes are higher for women. And so it does not do women any service when leading women in the society are saying, well, we can level the playing field through abortion and contraception, that basically, you can be just as bad as the worst men in your life. Isn't that great? Isn't that progress? And of course,
it's
an empty victory of anything. And of course, there's a lot of young women today, and even in secular society, we're hearing this more and more, who are disillusioned with what this has gotten them. They don't like the casual nature of the way that hookup culture has become. They don't feel fulfilled by it.
Mm-hmm.
And, and once again, it's that, the idea that pregnancy and birth is somehow zero sum, that in one of the wealthiest cultures in the world, there isn't enough hope, there isn't enough resources for you to have a good life and your child to have one too. That idea, that is an incredible thing when you think about it, how
right.
in human history we've never had so many resources and so many options, and women going back to school later after they've had kids, or starting second careers later on. I mean, there's so many options available, and the idea that women are, we call it, we hear about the pro-choice movement, but for so many women who are in these situations, in these crisis pregnancies, if you ask them why they are looking for abortions, they say, I don't feel I have a choice.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, we could take that back to the indoctrination that happens to, children in school. I've had Monica Klein on the program, who worked with Planned Parenthood for 10 years before really realizing what it was that they were doing, that they weren't making any plans to help these young women address this issue, or these children understand anything that was going to be helpful to them. It was all about, this is a blob and you need to get rid of it, and we're going to help you to get an abortion. And they wanted to start the abortion mill as early as 9 years of age. It's insanity. All right, my guest is Dr. Rebecca Oss. She is the director of research at CFAM.org. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Dr. Rebecca O.S., and she is the director of research at CFAM.org. So we've been kind of skirting around it, but, you know, the issue of the Supreme Court's ruling, give me your initial thoughts with regards to this. I know we've had some time to kind of process this. How far do you think that they've gone to address the restoration of the value of life, or have they touched on that?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes the process takes multiple stages, right? And it can't all be done at once. So for example, if you've got a house that's, you know, falling apart, that, you know, that's full of termites or the foundation is bad, before you can build a new house, you have to tear down the old one, right? And I think that the Roe v. Wade decision was kind of like that. It was this structure that was faulty from the get-go that has been sitting there for almost half a century. And before you can really do the work of rebuilding something solid, you have to get rid of that structure and tear it down. And I think so that's what's basically happened now. You know, now the issue has become live again. There's things that we can do. We can be creative. You know, we can at the state level pass laws to protect the unborn. We can see, you know, how that works out in practice. We think about, okay, well, what other things do we have to do, you know, to help women in crisis? Because women, you know, often seek abortions because of very real crises in their lives. And the question of what can we do, you know, to alleviate that and to give them hope, you know, that becomes an issue. And of course, you know, not just an issue for government, but an issue for society and the church and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really what's happened is there's, you know, the potential for a great deal of creativity and a great deal of innovation and, you know, and a need for a lot to be done right now. And the beautiful thing, of course, is that it, you know, different states have different situations. Some states obviously are doubling down on abortion. But we have the opportunity to prove how unnecessary abortion is if we're willing to go there. And just to imagine a society in which that's not a thing that people do, it's not a thing that people would ever think of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of society would that be if we really, in life and in law, valued all people, you know, including the unborn equally? Like, what would that look like? And of course, you know, from a legal standpoint, there's a lot of movement in the direction of enshrining, you know, the rights of the unborn in law as well. You know, there's talk about, you know, with the 14th Amendment, you know, having a personhood, you know, law in the country, which of course would be wonderful, where that becomes the law of the land in every state. But certainly right now what we have is the opportunity to prove that such a step would, you know, would be plausible in human terms as well. And I think the pro-life movement in this country, frankly, has done, you know, an amazing job of making the pro-life position plausible by saying there is hope, you know, and let's show you.
Well, one of those areas of hope, I think, Dr. Oz, is the issue of adoption. But I think we need to make that process perhaps a little bit easier. I do understand that, you know, as with any situation, there are individuals out there that have, well, ill intent. But there are a lot of couples that are out there today that would love the opportunity to raise a child and for any number of reasons may not be able to do so. And, you know, that's another opportunity and another option that I think we could do a better job of figuring out how to make that available, because it's way too expensive for them to even consider.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I mean, I think most of us know people who have been adopted or who have adopted, and we know what a wonderful gift that is.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's, of course, the right balance that has to be struck between, you know, wanting to heal the wound of a child who is, for, you know, sometimes very serious reasons, unable to be raised by their natural parents, you know, and to provide them with a home and a mother and father to love them, but also to shore up those who, you know, who are natural parents, but who are suffering from, you know, various setbacks that are making it hard or impossible to parent their children. So certainly we need to balance, you know, trying to help those who, you know, who are the parents of children to be able to parent those children well, but also if that's impossible, making sure that children have homes where they can be loved. And yes, you know, and of course there's a role for the state and there's a role for the church. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, there's many different areas of work here, but you're right.
Yeah. Well, value of life is really a significant issue. We've got to get back to helping people understand the value of life.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
You know, creating hope for people.
Absolutely. And of course, the fact that the value of life isn't dependent on a person's, you know, level of development,
mm-hmm.
their age, whether that's, you know, early in life, end of life, people with disabilities, you know, that we're not just utilitarian, that our value comes from the fact that we were created by God in his image.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. And he says that all of us are fearfully and wonderfully made, uniquely made, and given a purpose for being here. Dr. Rebecca Owes, thanks so much for being here. CFAM, c-fam.org. c-fam.org. You can follow Dr. OS there, and you can keep up with the issues that they are addressing. Thank you again. Thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. It's been my pleasure.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. and very pleased to have my next guest with me. Each month, we have a representative from the Project 21 Black Leadership Network with us twice a month. And we've been doing this for, golly, I think about 4 or 5 years now, at least something along that line. And it's always great to meet new members of the organization and to bring them on the program and have them with me, because it's always great to talk to a brother and to talk to a fellow conservative, and God bless you, and generally speaking, a person of faith. So I'm very pleased to welcome David Lowery to the program. David, welcome. Great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. First, let me give all honor to God and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for waking me up this morning and all those listening. God bless you and God keep you. You ready to go, Pastor?
I am ready, man. I am ready. Some great news out of the Supreme Court. And I think, you know, Justice Thomas and his opinion of one, but quite frankly, it's an important opinion regarding the repeal of substantive due process, which eventually could lead to the restoration of the state's rights to be able to determine marriage, wherein you had 32 states in their constitutions that say marriage is between a man and a woman, and they should have the right to follow that if that's what the people in that state believe. But Joe Kennedy's case, I think, was a foregone conclusion after the overturning of Roe v. Wade and the case that gave life back to the unborn and said to the states, okay, you need to decide how this is going to go. I know Coach Kennedy. He's a wonderful man, godly man. And I just couldn't be more excited for he and his wife and their family because of all that they've been through. But David, the Black American community, and I've had a lot of interaction with the Black Church. I've been to Nigeria several times as well. One of my dear friends is Bishop Mike Okonkwo, the Redeemed Evangelical Mission. The faith and the Bible and Christian belief are foundational to Black American culture. Am I overstating that?
No, sir, Pastor. You're right on point. First, let me, I want to give some praise to Joe Kennedy, because now he falls in the category of great men that were in the Bible, like the three Hebrew boys, Daniel, and some of the other leaders who had to have faith to know that God would deliver them. And so, and I think the Supreme Court decision was right on point. And let me tell people, that was only an opinion. That wasn't the law, because they can only give opinions. But for them to make that statement, and basically what they said is this, and it was right to be said. I want to address a couple of things that you talked about. It was right to be said. Throughout the country here in the United States and different states, they have, in our schools, different homosexual laws, transgender laws, satanic lifestyles are being taught to our children from kindergarten to the 12th grade. Yeah. Our children are failing science and math and all of those things, and yet they won't allow us to have prayer in schools so that our children get to know God and Christ, which is a structure that children can have to fight off all the evil things of the world that we know. So this ruling about Joe Kennedy and his ability to pray opens the doors for us as pastors that we should now take it a step further, like we're going to talk about in a minute, and make sure that if they can have all these wicked things into schools to teach our children, then there definitely needs to be God in Christ taught as well.
Boy, I just give that a great big amen. you know, because I am I'm tired of the lies about separation of church and state and the left's, you know, mantra on that. And even some of those on the right that have somehow for some reason bought into that idea that God and Christianity should be on the sideline, but Islam's not on the sideline. The LGBTQ agenda is not on the sideline. As you said, atheism is not on the sideline. So, you know, and the Supreme Court ruled that secular humanism and the teaching of that, that atheism is considered a religion. So why is it that all of these other beliefs and lifestyles and such are thrust upon our children? And the thing that has made our nation great and the thing that has made our nation healthy and prosperous is we're told, no, you can't talk about that stuff.
First, let me tell the American people, this country was founded on God and God we trust. See, the reason why this whole situation is out of hand, and let me tell you the attitude that I have as a pastor and the son of the Most High. See, when Jesus said these words that after he was gone, he greater works that you should do after I'm gone, and I send the Holy Spirit. Mm. And if we are new creatures under Christ, then the power that he transferred to us with the greater works, we can do the same things and commit the same miracles that Jesus committed,
amen,
that he did. So as pastors, we have to understand who we are. See, a lot of pastors going, this is my house. This is my world. My father gave me this house, and I will not tolerate these uncircumcised heathens to continue to do what they're doing. Mm. This is the attitude that the pastors have to have.
Preach.
Because we are at wartime right now.
Preach.
We can't keep taking this money from the government and closing our churches down because somebody told us to do so. We can't be compromised like that. Jesus wouldn't stand for this. He wouldn't be standing for what's being done with the homosexuals and the law being changed and what Barack Obama did by spitting in God's face saying marriage between the man and the man. You've got something started here. So we as the American people, which own this government, and more importantly, oof, God's people need, yes, to stand up right now. If we stand up, we can take back what's been stolen. And that's the problem.
Jesus pronunciated that. Jesus pronunciated the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The church is so busy sitting in there. I mean, it's like they're all buttoned up in their building with the doors and the windows locked, afraid, waiting for Jesus to do what he's already said that he did. That's the problem.
He gave us the power.
Yeah.
So we are not using the power that God gave us to stop this stuff. You know, if we really, and this is the saddest thing that I see. I'm a new pastor. I've been pastoring for a year, Universal Baptist Church in Harvey, 163, 156th Street in Harvey, Illinois. And we have taken things to the streets. About a month ago, they've been shooting in Chicago so much. And all the other pastors in the community have been sitting around getting this public safety money. And nobody has stepped out of their church. Bishop Brazier, Reverend Meeks, the name goes on of all these big time preachers who get millions of dollars for public safety, but they're not out in the world to stop any damage or do anything to stop the killing. Myself, David Barksdale Jr., whose father started the Black Gangster Disciples, Larry Hoover's son here in Chicago. We went to Inglewood where all the shooting was done. We took a casket. We stopped traffic so that they could see this is where you are going to go if you don't stop doing what you're doing.
Woo.
We met with the shooters. They stopped shooting. We marched and stopped traffic. Over 500 people came to this march. It wasn't about political. It was about our children. We met them at ground zero.
Oh,
they respected us. Now we've stopped the shooting. We're getting them jobs. We're learning them to understand the value of who they are. We're teaching them Black history. And more importantly, we're teaching them how to be men. the transition from being a boy to a man that disappeared in the black community. So we just got a bunch of men with boys' clothes on out there.
Yep.
They need us. Pastors should be there. That's what I'm doing as a man of God. No matter what I have to do, connect with these brothers in the street, because that's the void. Pastors have put themselves on the pedestal just like the Israelites did when Jesus was here. Jesus wasn't no punk.
Uh-huh.
When he tore the temple down, he said, I'll rebuild it. They didn't even understand that he freed us as men and women of God. So the Ezekiel 33 and 34, because I'm a watchman, but in the Ezekiel 34 talks about the irresponsible shepherds, all these big name preachers. Do you think that these big name preachers, the Creflo Dollar and all the rest of these Bill Winston and all of them got $1 million churches, if they love God's people, if they love people like Jesus did, don't you think they would have gotten together already and started rebuilding the black community and bringing whites and everybody else to get involved with rebuilding our community just like the white community? And if they got a problem with me saying that, then why haven't the work been done? Because if Jesus was here right now, you think black people would be in this situation?
I don't think so. I don't think
so. We're going to teach homosexuals in the school.
David, we're going to take. Yep, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a break, man. I'm loving you. I'm loving you, man. We'll be back with more right after this.
No doubt.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Man, folks, if you've missed any portion of this segment, you're going to need to rewind when we put it up. And listen to Pastor David Lowry, who has been preaching on fire. And, Pastor Lowry, you wanted to, speak to the issue of homosexuality too. Go ahead and share about that if you would. And then I'd like you to talk about, you know, what you are doing down on the street. You know, in the mix, you brought a coffin to a gathering. Let's talk about that.
You want to do that now? Or you want to ask the first gay thing first?
Do the homosexual. Talk about the homosexual thing first, okay. And then we should have enough time to get the other in as well. But go right ahead.
Okay. First, let me say this to the gay men and women across this country. Whatever that you do in your lifestyle is what you do. And I think the approach that you have taken to try to normalize this thing, you went overboard and you've overstepped your boundaries, because after the first gay president, Barack Obama, created that big disparage and went against God and said marriage was no longer between man and a woman, but a man and a man, then the gays took that and took it to a level to where you guys cannot reproduce. But the problem that I'm having here with you is because you're attacking our children. You're in the schools trying to teach homosexuality and trying to normalize it.
Yeah.
First of all, it is not normal. Leviticus 20:13 states that a man that lays with another man in the fashion of a woman, it is an abomination. And that is true. Now, to the gays, you holler about, well, a sin and a sin. That is true, too. And so when you come to Christ, which is grace and mercy, he asks one thing of you to do, that when you come, you become a new creature and you repent. And that's what you don't want to hear. You don't want to hear that when you come to Christ, Christ's going to ask you to repent because the wages of sin is death. And if being a homosexual is a sin like an adulterer, then in order to receive the grace of Christ, you must repent. You can't stay in the church and try to teach children how to be homosexuals and say that God loves you when you need to repent and be the man or the woman that God sent you to be here. Let us be clear about that. The key word is repent. And if you know the Lord, like I know the Lord, who changed me, then you need to repent and be what God sent you to be here. And that's just the bottom line. But you do not have the luxury to do what you're doing now. The luxury to attack children who cannot even understand what a homosexual is or a transgender is. They have run around this country. They have created laws in our schools to teach our children how to be homosexual, transgenders, and pedophiles. And the state of Illinois, the governors in these different states, during COVID, created different laws, like the one here in Illinois, SB 818, which allows our kindergartens to 12th grade to see videos of two men having sex, or teaching them how to use a condom to insert into another boy's anus. So this is in the school today, people yeah. listening. You need to go to the school boards and see what your children are being taught. And that is the reason why you see 21-year-old kids down in Texas shooting other kids, because they're teaching them how not to be boys or girls, just be fluid. And when your child doesn't have a foundation and they know about satanic stuff and they know about homosexual stuff, but they don't know about God, then you leave our children open for spirits to get into them, and then they go shoot a bunch of kids up with the video games that they think is real. So the American people and parents who love their children need to stand up, get to these school boards. We need to go to the polls, and we need to vote all the liberals out and all the other conservatives who went along with this pandemic and implemented all these laws into the schools and pushing homosexuality down our throats, trying to normalize it just as if marriage is between a man and a woman.
Amen. Amen.
That's not
no. No, you said it, and you spoke the truth, and that is the truth in love.
Yes, sir.
That is the truth in love. You also were talking to me about a couple of gang leaders that you went with, former gang leaders that you went with and had an event in your community down there and took a casket yes. with you as a yes. visual to say, this is where you're going if you keep on the path that you're on. Talk about that.
Well, there were so many killings. I grew up in Englewood, Illinois here.
Okay.
And there are so many killings every day, shooting in the community. And so God just led me to reach out for the brothers, because when I grew up in Englewood, it was predominantly white. But at the time when I got to be an older a boy, there were street gangs out there called the Black Disciples, which was started by David Boxdale, and him and Larry Hoover created two different sets. Larry created the Gangster Disciples. And so I grew up a lot under Larry Hoover, and the sets were not like it is today. We had to go to school. We had to get good grades. We had to be pillars in the community. It wasn't about the killing and stuff that you see now. And so a lot of the pastors who have been getting the public safety money, and this is why I say pastors have to get back on board and get in line with God. They've been getting public safety money to go out, and they're supposed to meet these children at the road, their children. Meet them so they can find out what the needs are so we can help them and bless them. And so the shooting just got out of hand. And so myself thinking, I said, well, I grew up in the hood. Let me call on these guys' sons. I know their sons, Larry Hoover's son, David Boxdale's son. I called them up, and we sit down and strategize on how we could make a difference here in Chicago and stop shooting.
Wow.
And so we met, we went out into the community, we got the kids, the actual kids. They call themselves shooters, hitters. We got them. The hitters, they came to the meeting with masks on and all like that, and they in the room with real black men, not no McDonald's thing, but cornbread, greens, and real type men, big, thick men. And they was in there, and we sat down with them, and they were boys, 17, 18, 19 year old. You were 130, 40 pounds. What you gonna do? And so they sat there with the hoods on, and the first thing I said, look, son, take them hoods off. And one of the guys got smart, but I want to say this. Our boys do not have, they haven't had that transition.
Right.
And when we took them under our wings and said, we can fix this. We can stop the shooting because we part of the, we created it. And so we took them under our wings, and they went out to the other boys and said, guess what? Larry's son, David Boxdale's son, Pastor Larry grew up here. His mother was an older woman. They out here for us. And so we got a casket from Callahan's to send a message to the boys who didn't make the meeting that this is where you're going to be. They stood out on the sides of the street. We took that casket. We took 500 men and women from the communities across this city, and we marched There was not one shot fired. And then for the follow-up, we met with them again. We start placing them in jobs, start talking about giving them schools. They're living in abandoned buildings. They need housing. They need medical attention. We start giving them attention, and the shooting stopped. And see, so what our mindset is now, and I've been getting calls. I got a call from Baltimore, Dr. Powers, ma'am. I got calls from St. Louis. I met with Mike Ferguson over the weekend. Myself, David Boxdale, and Larry Hubison are saying, we know people all over the country in all these different sets, the street organizations. We know brothers. I was in St. Louis. I called Brother Andre up. We met. We talked. We're going, and we ain't asking no money. We ain't got no money. We take our own money out of our own pockets. When I did the march in Inglewood, black pastors came to me and said, how come you didn't call me and tell me you was going to do this? Because you make me look bad. And I said, who the hell are you? You don't own nothing.
Well, yeah, well, you've had plenty of opportunity to engage in this. Instead, you want to point fingers at all these other people and say, oh, it's this person's fault and it's that person's fault. You need to look yourself in the mirror and realize, guess what? It's your fault. It's your fault that this is happening in your neighborhood. It's your fault. And giving these young people excuses to act out in this way is just death to them. We got to take a break.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I've just got to... I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.